Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Let's Watch podcast for a little bonus episode because Carolyn is busy working. She's very busy with her two jobs and then extracurriculars, so she couldn't do this week. So I had to bring in the ringer, the person with the best opinion and pure chaos, Adele.
Oh, boy, welcome. I'm back.
And I'm so excited. This is not... I'm not going to put this on like what Carol and I are doing unless Carolyn later watches it and then we can have another conversation about it. But this is just like a bonus episode to fill in. And Adele, first of all, has an apology to make.
So I was given the premise of like picking cult movies or movies that were not like...
I basically said you can pick whatever movie you want.
I know, but I wanted it to be the theme as a longtime listener of the podcast. I was like, you know, Dunks, Jams, they're doing this cool, like, cult movie, like, movies that deserve more attention, talk about wheel thing. And so I was like, what are some weird cult horror movies that I haven't seen yet? And so one day we will talk about Battle Royale because Jams, of all people, has not seen Battle Royale.
Adele will be on, like, more episodes. She's just not going to be on every episode
because that would be
Adele
too much
also
chaos.
Has. A full-time job and life to do.
So I picked this cult horror film, cult
horror?
Comedy horror is what it's defined as, right? But like, and I was expecting to be like interesting and funny and like whatever, but when this movie was made at a time, I think in the early, like,
what's the name of the movie?
John dies at the end and
it was made in 2012, or it came out in 2012, and the synopsis is a new street drug that sends its users across time and dimensions has one drawback. Some people return no longer human. Can two college dropouts save humanity from the silent otherworldly invasion? Now, Adele picked this movie because she loves
what? John
white
Giamatti?
Authors having a suit, have been an Asian
Paul
pseudonym.
Paul Giamatti. No, I didn't realize. I thought this was an Asian man.
So David Wong is a pseudonym for the guy who used to run Cracked. Let me just pull up who that guy actually is. Jason Pargan, who I don't know, looks like a real white dude to me, but you never know, right? Like, but it is, he is white passing, I should say, to say the least.
I mean,
he has also written, he's written five novels, John Dies at the End, which this movie is based off of. That book was written in 2007. This book is full of spiders. Futuristic Violence and Fancy Suits, What the Hell Did I Just Read, and Zoe Punches the Future in the Dick. And John Dies at the End is the only one that has gotten a film adaptation. And it stars Chase Williamson, Rob Mays, and then there's a couple cameos, essentially bit parts.
Freddie Wong. Yeah,
Jimmy.
He's in here. Oh,
that's
Jimmy
not
Wong.
Shit, that's
sorry.
Jimmy Wong.
Jimmy.
Yeah, it's Jimmy Wong, who people will know if they're... have been on YouTube for around the same time. If you're on YouTube, you'll know who Jimmy Wong is.
Also,
and then
if you watch
Clancy
Mulan.
Brown and Paul Giamatti are the two most well-known actors, and they are basically very tiny roles that don't matter. So Adele picked this movie because I gave Adele carte blanche, and I've wanted to watch this movie too because like the premise is very interesting, like the pitch is very interesting, and I think Adele and I are people of old enough to have at least seen Cracked. And I've like maybe read Cracked articles at the time when this guy was working there. And like Cracked was definitely a very specific time in the internet around like 2008 to 2013, I think, is like the era of Cracked, which people will, when you watch this movie, you'll understand what that was. Because this is very much that whole energy and that shit has not maybe aged
incredibly any well.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. Now, Adele.
Yes.
Let people know what you thought of this film.
See, I didn't actually... So I didn't know any of these, like, premise about, like, the crack shit and the writer and all that stuff. I just knew that I had heard about this movie. The premise was, like, really weird. And I like, it sounded very, like, sci-fi horror with, like, drugs and aliens and all the shit. But, man, is it a movie, like... Like, maybe the the book is better, but it's, like, written by a young dude who wants to be an edgelord for other young dudes who are also edgelords. Like, what a waste of, like, Paul Giamatti in this movie. Like...
He's barely in it.
I mean, he's like the like intro bit. He's why this movie's like,
he's the intro and the extra.
Yeah. He's the like situation in which the story is told. But I can understand why this was like books, because I think the first person, like the whole movie is narrated by our main character, who is this like, oh, I'm too cool for all stuff, all things. Oh, my best friend's in a band. What a loser. Like, oh man, this magician dude doing magic, what a loser. And it's like, dude, like that's such like a specific era of preteen boy.
Well, very much like Jonah Hill from Superbad, right? Like that type of energy and like super cynical and just not like somebody who you'd ever want to be friends with in real life. to say nicely, it's just like kind of the worst in general, like just kind of like a person who sucks.
Yeah, like it just like I wish the main character had more positive, interesting things in his life, but everything about his life sucked. And all of his friends, even if they were like dumber or like that girl who didn't have a hand or like missing bits, they were much more whole people than he, the main character was. I also didn't love that he got the girl at the end. That made no sense. Once again,
well, they were already hit together, right? They had already been a couple before they.
No, they were just acquaintances. They just met in that party.
Oh, okay.
So then them getting together at the end?
I think that's like whatever. Like that, like I think you dislike this movie more than I do. I don't think this movie is very good. It was made for very cheap, I should say. It was like budget of less than $1 million and it didn't gross much because it was like a Sundance film, but it was like super low budget and you can certainly see the limitations in the CGI. Like there's some really terrible green screen. But I think most of the practical effects are like pretty effective and they do like good editing around it and they definitely have like snappy editing. And like very much fitting like the way this person, the way the main character speaks and like all that. And it's weird. And it's just kind of like very much like, look at us. We have like our own thing we're doing. And it's like, cool. But you still have to make like a movie that is like functional and has like a plot structure and like an arc, right? For these characters.
No one really grows.
No, well, but like, certainly wants to like have like this like weird, but it's like kind of on fast forward, right? We're just going from like point A to point A, point A to point B. Like something is introduced, and then the next scene is about it, and they're just kind of like going on, and it's like still trying to be like weird things are happening. But then when it gets to the part where it's like they actually have to like solve it, it very much just becomes like a low grade action movie, like a little fun campiness, but it's not very particularly interesting. Like it has interesting ideas and interesting bits, but I do think it's probably, now I don't know, again, like Adele, do not know how close this used to the book, but I do feel like there was limitations from the medium and from the amount of money they had that were limiting what they were able to adapt. Because I bet some stuff would look cooler if they had more money and stuff, but like most of this movie I was just like confused at what was going on, and I don't think like that's like, I think they want you to be confused, but it's like not really super effective, because if I'm like confused for more than half your movie, I'm just like, why do I care? Like I just don't understand. Like there's, I have no investment to anything. Like I don't like the main character. John's literally dead for most of the film until he like shows back up and is fine, and then there's just these like other characters who are introduced mainly just to die, and there's like no commentary on who they are, anything. It's just very much like, we're so quippy and snappy and weird, right? And it's just like, cool, man. Like, I don't fucking care.
I think
the main actor is not good.
I mean, I don't know if he's not good. He's not given a lot to work with. He is just an edgelord. He has no real moments of happiness. He's just panicking. Like, you're right, though. Like, I really appreciate the practical effects in this movie. Like, the meat man, the hot dog phone, like, the black goop shit that was just Pharaoh liquid at the end. Like, that was cool. But I think you're right in that, like, this shouldn't have been a movie. This should have been a TV show. It would have given this so much more room to explore stuff. And each episode then could have been one of those, like, weird, interesting moments. And they'd have more to explore. I think the hard part is, like, I didn't realize this was directed by Don Coscarelli, where we've also seen Bubba Hotep, his other claim to fame besides Phantasm. And it explains a lot about the quality of this movie.
Yeah, he is a low budget filmmaker who, like, if you've seen any of his other films, like, this is kind of what he does. And I think that style definitely suits the tone of this movie. Mm-hmm. I just
be a show.
I don't know if it should be, I don't know if it like does, needs to be adapted, right? Like maybe if we watched this in 2012 when it came out, it would hit differently because that humor was still current at the time, or it was still like, it was fading out, but it was still in the moment where it was like, Cracked was huge, right? Like, yeah. Everybody knew what Cracked was, and there was like a bunch of people on the internet being snarky for snarky's sake.
Edgelords, yes.
And edgelords, and like a lot of newer media that is now, either the people are still around and have changed, or they're no longer around, did this type of thing. And it was like, it just felt like that to me. It felt like a time capsule from like a moment in time. Mm-hmm. And just kind of like a fine movie. Like, I don't have much criticism because I feel bad criticizing a movie made for less than $1 million that it doesn't meet the standards of current filmmaking, because that's like not fair, effects wise at least. Like, I'm not gonna hammer them on the visual effects, they weren't good.
No, but it was a script, right? And the script, like, it's like
I think if we read the book, like, we might know, like, are they just copying and trying to copy it to film without adapting it? But it did feel like there was huge chunks missing from the story where it was like, oh, we're here now, what, right? Like, this feels like super fast. Like, it was like when he was at like the Jamaican guy's apartment, right? Mm-hmm. And then the cop shows up and shoots him and he burns it down, and then all of a sudden it's like it felt like in 10 minutes we had left that place, and all of a sudden they were at like the mall ready to like end everything. Mm-hmm. That shit bag, it was like at the apartment, shit bag, mall, and we're in the end of the movie. And it was like, that's so much in such a little amount of time.
Yeah.
It just didn't really, because like the first 45 minutes of this movie are kind of slow. Like, it's taking its time to get there.
But I enjoyed that. The beginning of the movie was the best part.
When he's like going to the party and he's like trying to say John, and you don't know what's real and what's not. Like, when like he doesn't see the monster, but then we see it, so we know it's conceivably real. And then like when he answers the phone call of John, but John's still in front of him, and it's like, that's very interesting because it's like confusing, but it's like, oh, okay, so this something is going on.
Like, even the police and the hot dog, that was fine.
And then the moment they start like answering those questions, it became less interesting and boring. Mm-hmm. And like how the cop is like killing all these people,
doesn't kill them at the end.
Well, no, he kills shitbag, right? Like, he shoots him and then burns him.
Yeah, but he doesn't kill, like, he doesn't try to kill them at the end,
the cop.
Yeah, he didn't really try to kill them at the end that aggressively. Like, when they meet him in the mall.
So, like, the cop kills shitbag and burns him, right?
Yeah.
And then they get in the car, and all of a sudden the cop is possessed by those white things.
Oh.
And it's like, but he just killed the thing with the white things. And then they kill the cop. Like, the cop explodes. They get out. They kill Jim. They kill Fred. And then they burn them all. But that's what the cop did with shitbag. So, like, what's, like, how, why is the cop infected other than we, like, he got infected when we, at the apartment, but then why
when we didn't see him?
But then they were saying that shitbag was not shitbag anymore because he was, like, being controlled by these things, so those things weren't controlling. It was, like, that doesn't make sense, logically.
I mean, the other part that did,
from the movie's rules.
Yeah, the other part that didn't make sense to me is when they're like, oh, you know, soy sauce picks who it, like, whatever, for the rest of the story. And I'm like, so is soy sauce the ultimate bad guy? Like, where are we going to see this reveal?
So the ultimate bad guy's in the other world.
Yeah, but does he control soy sauce?
No, soy sauce is just, like,
yeah, so that's what vessel. I'm saying. Like, yeah, like, I don't know. That the whole big bad guy at the end, the Korok thing, was not very interesting to me. And it was, like, very heavy exposition.
Yeah, right at the end of the film, when it's like, we're explaining what's going on, when it's like, maybe this would have been just as effective if you didn't explain it.
Like, we don't care why the monster is bad. Just kill the monster.
Yeah, I don't care why the monster is bad and how it's like, Earth is, it's like the same, everything was the same until one guy lived. And then they just, I don't know, seem to quickly deal with that issue without any, like, real particular danger. I felt like there was no stakes in this film.
No, and that's another thing that, like, I was watching this with my partner, and we really enjoyed, like, some of the jokes and, like, how campy it was. But the further we got along the movie, we were like, why do we care? Like, can everyone just come back to life like John does, like, through a dog and, like, other weird possession shit? Like, the phantom door with the phantom limb, also not good.
Create things to solve the problem.
Yeah.
Really? It's like they were, which maybe is consistent with the book, maybe not. But even if it is consistent with the book, then it's like, I've said this before in podcasts, you're allowed to change things. You don't, if you want to make it different in an adaptation, you're like, please do. Like, you're allowed to do, or just the thing maybe shouldn't be made into a movie then, is really the answer.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting concept, like the drug that makes you see weird, like outside the norm, through dimensions and whatever. And so that would be a cool thing to explore. But I guess that's like Fringe and all these other interesting sci-fi shows that existed. But they were all shows for a specific reason. So I'm just reading. Yeah, I'm just reading about the like actual book. And apparently it began as a web serial that then became got edited together to be a manuscript. And that makes way more sense why it's like not it's hard to make that into like a coherent. It's easy to make that into a coherent book because it's just like a bunch of really short chapters. But to turn that into a coherent movie, I think, is really difficult because all the arcs are really little.
Yeah, well, it was like a web series, right? So it's page, maybe a little bit more. And you're trying to like be interesting in the moment, but it's harder. You have to make an overarching narrative. Now, I have two questions for you.
Okay.
You did say it's like there's lots of like interesting sci-fi. You mentioned Fringe. Like there are things that are doing this similar thing, but better, right? And that, granted, they have more money and better people involved in the thing. And they are not snarky internet thing. Mm-hmm. But does this also feel like something that should not have been made into, at the time, should not have been made into like mainstream way things are milled? And, but it's like, if this was just somebody making this shit on YouTube, would it be more effective if they were doing like these short serial stories, like what this thing was originally based off of on, and then building it that way? Kind of like the people who created Slender Man, like Marble Hornets or whatever their name is, where they did all those like Slender Man shorts.
Creepypastas. Yeah.
Creepypastas. Would this just be better as like a creepypasta that then became overarching as they got more popular, instead of trying to make it immediately into, because I feel like if this movie was made now, it'd be made better because people who make shit now understand what this is incompletely, so it would be more fun, and maybe a better director would have done a better job. But
I think if it's the writer, like the adaptation writer was the same guy who directed it, it was still Don Coscarelli. So
yeah, but I feel like if it was like Jimmy Wong's in this movie, right, and like this is not Jimmy Wong's normal genre, but I do think like he was making this on super low budget, it would have been more interesting in a way, because like he comes from that world, or it's like he was at the same time, so he was like very aware of it. Whereas Don Coscarelli, I doubt, was like super aware until they like, he probably read the book and liked the book, but had no idea the...
Oh yeah.
Right, that's just kind of like the vibe I say it, I think. And like it, Jimmy Wong showing up was the weirdest thing for me. I was like, what?
I was like, what? I was like, I really hope they paid this guy a lot of money because poor guy got nothing to work with.
No, they didn't. Well, he's an actor, right? Like he is. Yeah, wasn't he's in Mulan?
Yeah. That's what you should all know Jimmy Wong from. Not
he's been in one thing since Mulan.
That's disappointing. Fucking more people need to cast Jimmy Wong.
Makes YouTube shit, doesn't he?
I don't really know about that. I think he's more of the back end than he's on the front of the camera anymore. But Don Coscarelli is 68 years old and was born in 1954. So no. I think this man read this book and like, I think like, I don't really care like whether it's TV show or creepypastas or whatever, but I think this would work much better as a series than it was as a movie. Like even if it was made as a movie now, I don't think it would work because I think like, unless you just took the premise and redid everything on your own, or like took little bits and massaged it together into an overarching story instead of like what this was, which was just trying to hit a lot of notes and then be like, at the very end, be like, here's this bad guy. He's not really related to any of the shit in the beginning, but he's just the bad guy. And so I've seen adaptation from a movie perspective for this content.
And like, I do think casting, like, I just think, it's been a decade since this movie, but like when you hear the name David Wong and then it's like the whitest white man playing that role, it is like,
isn't Wong like a last name for certain types of non-Asian people though? I thought it was like how Lee, like there's like General Lees that are white
people. Yeah, L-E-E, like double E, but like the spelling of this is W-O-N-G, and like you might be right on that. But like for my understanding of that name's history is that last name's history, it's very much predominantly Asian people who have that name. I'm not saying that obviously, like I don't know the writer, but the actor is certainly a white man.
Oh yeah.
And it is just a thing where it's just like, I don't think they would cast that now or the name would be changed.
Why couldn't Paul Giamatti be the lead? Like, why was he not the lead?
They didn't have the money. They could guarantee they didn't have the money to do that.
He's the most famous person on this list for sure. I guess he's also there to way
better of an actor than the person he is talking across from. Like, you see that so explicitly in those scenes of being like, oh, Paul Giamatti's like an incredible actor. And the person that he is acting across from, he is literally carrying. Like, he is just like, I'm going to do all of the work for both of us because I am one of the best actors of my generation. And you're some guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but they could only pay me for like for 4 days, so that's why I'm here.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I was just like, man, they picked the blandest human being alive. Like, literally, they were like, let's find the most generic looking John Doe man. I also didn't love the whole like storyline with the reporter that Paul Giamatti plays, where JK, he's actually a black man, because he's dead, he's a ghost, and you're like, what? Like, there's no. Like, I don't.
Yeah, they drop some slurs.
Yeah, the only foreshadowing is that, oh, he's really open, which usually only happens to dead people. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, it just felt very like, look how edgy we are, right? Exactly. Like, even after, like, everything's over, it's like, we're so edgy. And it's like, yeah, people probably killed you because you called to be. And it's like, really? Because we've never heard you talk about that before at all. So, like, this is some new stakes that I guess you're introducing at the end of the movie that we do not care about in any way. And it's just felt very lazy, or felt like being like, we need a punchy ending. And it's like, do we?
I love that you brought that up, that it was like, they had never mentioned that before, because in the entire other, like, whatever, 90 minutes of this movie, because only 100 minutes, they were like doing wild ass shit and like talking about the drug to like random ass people. And no one was like, whoa, we shouldn't talk about this to other people because like the secret, like dimension travel people might come here and kill you. Right. Like there was
we'd never even heard of that. Yeah. So it's like, what? It's like a very common thing that Carolyn and I, and you as well, like we get on movies for is like, show us, don't tell us. Like, you telling me, it's just like, oh, okay, so I guess this is like a character's telling me. It just doesn't work as well. Like, that's not how it's like, we're in a visual medium, show me what we're doing. And like, exposition certainly can happen, and there's points for telling, but you have to show stuff like that, otherwise like people don't care. Like, why do I care? Like, you've all suddenly brought this up at the end, like in the last 3 minutes of the movie too. It's like, okay, this doesn't mean anything to me. I'm kind of just like, whatever, honestly, about it. And it's like, not to say the movie that I watched recently, like maybe on the weekend, but it is a movie that was made for, I don't know, probably hundreds of millions of dollars, and is certainly going to make that much money back, but it does the same thing. And it's like, so you're just telling me this thing? Or it's like, they tell it, it's like, you know, they're trying to like make stakes, and they're like, they take you to a place, and they're like, and then we tell you what this means, and then we immediately move on. And it's like, oh my god, I don't care. Like, I have no idea if what that person is saying is, because it's like, okay, I guess I'm taking this at face, but we're like, it doesn't mean anything to me if you say blank and blank is blank and blank, right? Like, that's not, like, what the fuck? That's not, and I probably for this movie, it was probably, they wanted to have like a punchy ending, or I'm pretty sure that reveal was probably in the book, right? Yes, and it's like,
but I'm like hopeful in the book that there's more. Yeah, I'm hopeful also in the book, because it's so much longer. There's more pages, obviously. It's not like a 50-page novel if it's a web serial. Like, there's more times where that appears, or, like, other people have this experience. Like, this movie just felt like there were, a couple distinct arcs of, like, finding John, the weird bug thing, and then this thing with Korok, and then this reporter. And they were all trying to be mushed together in the same movie in this, like, overarching story. And that just didn't work for me. I mean, I like some of the, like, I really liked the beginning. Like, I genuinely enjoyed the shit where he was talking about, like, the zombies and the axe as a representation for Theseus's boat. And then, like, the party where he meets the, like, he's not, like, hasn't taken the drug yet. And he's just some regular edgelord. And then he meets the, like, drug dealer who claims to have powers and all that shit. But everything else was less good.
Yeah, I think it's mostly, like, I don't think it's a great film, but I don't think it's like, and keep granted, like the last movie I watched for do this podcast before this was Tideland, which is like reprehensibly awful. enough said about that movie at all. So like, this movie is better than that, but I just think this movie is a super interesting premise and lots of cool ideas, but it's ultimately boring. And it is worse when you have a movie with this premise, because you and I both love weird sci-fi shit.
I could have like, been we so want good. You to be
weird. And then when the disappointment when this happens and it's boring is just worse. Like, I know if I'm going into like a costume drama and it's a little boring, I'm like, I kind of know what I was signing up for.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, it's going to be a conventional story with lots of talking. And then when you're in here, it's like, it's weird. We're going to do like weird time bending shit. It's like a time bending drug. And people are like, we're in different dimensions. And then it's boring. Like, this is boring. And you're like, oh man, it's just kind of like disappointing. And then really realizing it was like prime 2011 internet humor was also just like, boy, I remember like, oh, when shit. I was in high school, I was once also 20 years old and being snarky was a personality.
Oh, that's so funny.
But I don't have anything else to say about this, but do you have anything else you want to say?
I don't know. I was really hopeful, and the beginning was actually pretty interesting, and then it just all went downhill. I think if you're in the mood for watching, like, a low-budget cult movie that's, like, has funny moments, like, I don't think this is bad. This reminded me a lot of Slither. I just found Slither way more enjoyable than I found this. But it's in that
It's only 90 genre. Minutes.
Yeah.
It doesn't overstay its welcome. It's free on the internet, on
Tubi. It's cut very quickly.
You'll know really quickly if it's for you or not. Like, I don't think if you bailed on this, like, it's not, you're not missing much. But I could see some people being, like, vibing really hard with it. But I mostly think it's fine, just a little disappointing. Is there anything else you want to say? Or if not, just tell people question. Where they can find you.
Oh, no, I have a question for you. If you had, if you went to a party.
Mm-hmm.
And you met the same magician. A, would you be as skeptical? And B, would you ask him to, like, predict something weird, knowing that he, like, actually could?
I would still be skeptical, right? Like, because I'm a skeptic naturally. Like, I don't believe in any of that stuff. But, like, also if, like, the guy's, like, nailing your dreams, then I would just be like, I'm... That's, like, super weird. But, like, the human mind is going to rationalize it. I wouldn't be like, you just want free beer, bruh? Like, not like that. I would just be like, okay, man, I'm gonna go. I don't really wanna,
like, have you don't this wanna conversation know?
With you.
You don't no, wanna know I don't. The future?
Like, if, like, the person's, like, predicting your dreams, I would just be like, no, you wanna know when you die? Or, like, how you die? Like, that's what that guy was gonna, like, essentially tell him was, like, people are gonna die. I'm, like, seeing through time and space. Like, I wouldn't want to know.
No, I agree with you. Would you? I don't think I want... no, I wouldn't want to know either. But I think what would be interesting to know is next week's lottery numbers, for example.
Yeah, you just... That's just so you can get, like, retirement fund. That's... I mean, if that's an option, yes, tell me, sir. Please. But also then I would just be like, yeah, okay, give me a little bit of that drug so I can know that then, please. Like, that's... if that's the option...
Yo, but that drug seems not fun. Like, seeing weird shit. Like, would you actually want to see? Like, if there were alternate dimensions. Not saying they're not. We just don't know because we can't perceive. But imagine if you could perceive and it's just full of monsters. Like, it didn't seem like there were any cool alternate dimensions.
Like the upside down?
Yeah, it just seemed like everything would... Like, all the alternate dimensions we saw in this show, movie in this movie were, like, no good, bad alien bugs. Like... weird Cthulhu monster. Yeah, but
if there was multiple, there would eventually be one that was like paradise, right? Because there, if there's one alternate dimension, then there's infinite alternate dimensions. There can't just be one alternate dimension.
That's right. Not how even, alternate dimensions would work. Yeah, so there are infinite in this universe, in this movie universe.
Yeah, so conceivably there would be some that are fucking rad.
I mean, maybe, but like in all of the versions we saw in this movie, they all sucked, including that weird like post-apocalyptic like nuclear weird place that they saw in the end.
Is humanity just bad?
But like, what if their universe, the one that they live in as John and David, and our universe, I guess, essentially, is the best version of Earth? Like, what if this is the peak? That would be so depressing. What if depressing. We live
on the best version of Earth?
I know, that's so depressing because, like, I don't know. There's so much more better things we could have done, but apparently, like, it just goes downhill from here. Instead, we could have made a totalitarian society.
You're the reason that it split because you're the person who lived and when every other universe you died, and now you've caused the split because you lived.
And so I caused a good split or the bad split? Real
cursed. That's up for it's for you. It's the bad split. It's definitely bad because it's you. Please look deep within. You know the answer.
So guess what? I'm going to invent in this universe as the one I did survive. It's actually called a startup called Fuck Loaf, where it's a subscription-based service. And we mail you loaves of bread that are pre-lubed with a hole cut out so you can fuck it. There's stickers of bread. There's like different tiers of bread club. Maybe one tier, you get to pick more like interesting breads. Like maybe you're into fucking like focaccia or a challah bread or like ciabatta. And then probably a different tier of fuck loaf is like different spreads to lubricate. Anyways, you can edit all of this out because I think it'll break most of your podcast listeners. But I'm saying, if this is the universe that I ruin, it'll be because of that startup idea.
Okay, so you can find me everywhere on the internet at James Will, except on Twitter, where the O is a zero. And you can find Adele and her wheezing.
At Why Adele Why, tweet me your alternate universe startup ideas. And if they're great, we'll post
them. Yeah, only her,
Chuck my jams. In this universe, if you take soy sauce, you magically find a loaf of bread that you can have sex with.
And you can you can send us an email at letswatchpod@gmail.com. You can find this podcast on all places. And Adele and I do have another one called This Is My Design, which will be coming back shortly. I just need to find time to actually edit it because it's a longer edit than these episodes are normally. And time as you age is ever moving faster.
You should take some soy sauce.
Yeah, I should take some soy sauce and then I can just fucking vibe, I guess, and see weird spider monsters only if I look at them sideways. And I guess fuck bread. I don't know.
It's okay, listeners. Carolyn will be back for the next one. Don't worry.
No, they love you.